Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 11th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today. And then there were three. Powell on the Hill. And stocks advance with virus in focus. Leading today's news. Sprint is up more than 60% in pre-market trading on reports that its long-awaited merger with T-Mobile will finally be approved by U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero. That would shut down a challenge by state attorneys general who alleged the tie-up would lead to higher cell phone bills despite approval from federal antitrust and telecom officials. Merging the third and fourth top U.S. wireless carriers would result in a company with more than 90 million customers that would aim to snatch even more subscribers from AT&T and Verizon. T-Mobile is up 9% pre-market. In other news, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is likely to sound upbeat about the U.S. economic outlook today when he begins his semi-annual testimony before Congress, even as he nods to the potential threat from the coronavirus in China. The central bank lowered interest rates three times in 2019, but earlier this month signaled a pause in easing unless there was a clear threat of inflation moving away from its 2% target. Fed Vice Chair Randall Quarles, Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, and St. Louis Fed President James Bullard are all set to comment at separate events later in the session. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ scored fresh record highs yesterday as Chinese workers and factories gradually returned to business, while new coronavirus statistics showed signs that the disease was slowing. There were 2,478 new confirmed cases on the mainland as of Monday, down from 3,062 on the previous day, bringing the total to 42,638. Stocks in Shanghai climbed 0.4% on the news, while U.S. equity futures suggest a solid open on Wall Street ahead of earnings from Under Armour, Hasbro, Hilton, and Lyft. More than 300 Chinese companies are sinking bank loans totaling at least $8.2 billion to help soften the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Banks will have the final say on lending decisions, sources told Reuters. The interest rates are likely to be on par with those offered to banks' top clients. Among the prospective borrowers are Meitong Dianping, Xiaomi, Didi Chuxing, Megvi Technology, and Qihoo 360. Seeking to revive sales after ceding its smartphone crown to Apple last quarter, Samsung is expected to launch three variants of Galaxy S today, the regular, the Plus, and the Ultra, at its Unpacked 2020 event in San Francisco. The S20 phones won't be Samsung's first 5G phones, but they're going to be the first 5G phones that matter, with all four major U.S. carriers now offering at least some form of next-generation networking. The S20 trio will be unveiled alongside the Galaxy Z Flip, a square-shaped foldable phone rumored to be cheaper than the bulky Galaxy Fold. Google's head of human resources, Eileen Naughton, will step down later this year amid rising tensions between the company's top executives and rank-and-file employees. She's been in the role since 2016 and led the company through a period of growth that saw its global workforce expand by more than 65% to 119,000. Among the tensions, employee anger at handling of sexual harassment claims, the firing of workers who organized protests against the company, and the elimination of weekly all-hands meetings, as well as staff complaints about secret projects and the lack of diversity. U.S. District Judge Dolly Gee has rejected a request by Uber and Postmates to block California's gig worker law, which will make it harder to classify workers as independent contractors. While the companies had proven they could suffer a degree of irreparable harm as a result of the legislation, the potential risks to them were less important than the public interest in setting a living wage and regulating employment. Investors had been watching the California dispute closely, as the rule would require higher pay and other benefits like medical insurance. The United States has charged four Chinese military officers with hacking major credit reporting agency Equifax in 2017 and making off with sensitive personal data on about 145 million Americans. The U.S. government doesn't normally bring criminal charges against members of another country's military or intelligence services outside of the U.S., according to U.S. Attorney General William P. Barr. But there are exceptions in cases of indiscriminate theft of vast amounts of sensitive personal data of civilians. It will take several quarters to return Boeing's worldwide 737 MAX fleet to the skies following a grounding that has left about 700 planes on the tarmac. "We are not going to overstress the system," Randy Tinseth, Boeing's vice president for marketing, said at the Singapore Air Show. The company said last week it had discovered another software problem on the plane, but still aims to get the jet flying again by mid-2020, a deadline it previously said includes room for additional flaws. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.